This is Talking Clean with Irene, a podcast for anyone like me who wants to kick the toxins out of their life and live a more natural and sustainable lifestyle. Join me as I unpack how to live toxin-free with insights from scientists, doctors, the creators behind those beautiful organic brands we love, and other experts. I'm your host, Irene Falcone. What if I told you I have found one simple way that we can stop over 80 billion plastic bottles from ending up in landfill and the ocean every single year? Today, I'm talking to Brianne West, the founder and creator of Atique, a range of zero-waste solid beauty bars. Brianne is a qualified scientist and started making bars in her science lab back in 2012 while she was looking for a solution to our global plastic crisis. Brianne thought, what if there was a way to create an entire beauty range using not one single bottle? And that's exactly what she did. Today, Brianne is here to tell us how she created these game-changing products and why we all need to give up the bottle for our planet. Hi, Brianne. Thank you so much for coming all the way from New Zealand to the Northern Beaches.
Hello. You are so welcome.
So excited to have you on the show. You know, when we asked everyone on social media who they wanted to have on the show, you were one of the most requested.
Oh, good.
So here she is, everyone.
Talk.
Okay, so I have to ask you, Atique, you created it.
I did.
What made you think that we should be creating such a large range of products that are so completely sustainable? In fact, I think you're the most sustainable brand in New Zealand. Is that right?
We call ourselves the most sustainable cosmetics company in the world.
Oops, the world. Wow. Okay. What made you create the most sustainable brand in the world?
Well, it always struck me as a little bit odd that we fill a product with, you know, up to 95% water, package it in plastic and then ship it around the world to a consumer who will then use it in a room full of water, right?
It makes complete sense logically, yeah. But it's not what we know. It's just not what we're used to at all.
No, because that's what, well, not in the form it is now, but we used to use bars for everything before we had plastic. And then the marketing machine started up in about the 70s when plastic became a big thing. And that's when we turned to liquids. Body wash, liquid body wash is like a 10-year-old invention.
Wow, that's right. I remember growing up in the 80s and it was all bars of soap, wasn't it?
And there's nothing wrong. Well, I mean, some people don't love soap for a variety of reasons, but soap technology has moved on, and not to mention the fact that we don't actually make soap. Our bars are literally like what you'd get in a bottle of a liquid product, like a salon shampoo, just without the water.
Yeah, that's the thing that I found when I first discovered you. I thought it was just a bar of soap for your hair, and I thought, oh, that's going to be drying for my hair, because I've used a bar of soap on my hair. We all have when we've gone camping or we've had to use it. But it actually feels and works like a salon quality shampoo and conditioner.
Exactly. And that's exactly what it's based on. It just doesn't have the water in it, which you don't need.
And so what was your first bar then that you created? How did it start?
Damage control, actually. So I had this spark of an idea, I guess. I was still at university. I used my student loan funds to go and buy some ingredients from a local store, and I made some stuff up in my kitchen. And eventually we got to damage control.
Wow.
And it's still exactly the same formula.
That's what I was going to say. And is it still the same?
Yep. In every single way.
Wow. And can you talk me through then, how did that range develop from there? Because how many products are in the range now?
43.
Wow. Okay. So can you talk us through the range?
Yeah. So obviously we were known for shampoo and conditioner, and they are our best-selling products. But we also do face care. So we've got face cleansers and moisturizers, moisturizers being particularly unusual. However, again, just like a face cream with less water in it.
Of course. And you've got serums too.
We do.
Which makes sense.
So that doesn't have any water.
No.
So they're easy, because most face serums are really, they say they're oil, but they're mostly silicone a lot of the time. And I don't like silicone because it doesn't biodegrade. Then we go on to body. So you've got body washes, body scrubs. We did have a self tanner, but we're actually just waiting for a new packaging innovation, which I will speak about later. Before we release that.
Great.
What else do we have? We've got pet products. We've just released. So we've got Bow Wow Bar, the Porfector, and Shampooch, which are pet range. We've just released a baby range, and we have our ridiculously best-selling deodorants.
Your deodorants are amazing.
Yeah, they are very popular.
Now, while we're talking about deodorants, you know, the biggest question I'm getting is how do people store them? Can you talk us through? People understand where to store their other products, but with the deodorant, and do we have to add any water to them or any?
Nope, super easy to use. Leave it in the box. A lot of people use the box as like a handle. Swipe it on. You don't need to use any water. and then put it back in.
So straight under the armpit and then back in the box.
Yep.
How fantastic.
We will have an applicator, so just stay tuned.
Oh, okay. Mm. Very good. Okay, I will stay tuned. So all of your products are biodegradable. There's a lot of confusion in the market. Okay, I'm one of these people that do get quite confused by this. There's so many terminologies running around. What is the difference between biodegradable and compostable? Because are your boxes actually compostable, or do they just biodegrade and you put them in the recycling?
So everything is technically biodegradable. So that microphone is biodegradable. All biodegradable means is that it will break down over time, and everything will eventually. Compostable means it will break down completely and be usable for another organism's growth within a certain amount of time. And every certification standard or every country has a different amount of time. So our boxes are certified compostable. Our products are biodegradable. So all the ingredients are certified to break down into, I know I just said that compostable is better, but you don't get compostable ingredients per se. You get biodegradable ones.
Okay. So for anybody listening that has their own compost, mm-hmm. can we put your packaging into that?
Yes, you can. So you can dig it into your compost. You can bury it in a plant pot if you don't have one. You can bury it in your garden. It will compost.
Wow. Okay, great. That is so good to know. Better than just plain recycling.
Well, recycling doesn't happen, so.
I think one of the other things about your range that people find almost unbelievable or too hard to believe is that this small bar can replace a number of actual bottles of shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah, I have quite a cool little science experiment. I really should make a video where I get a conditioner bar, I chop it up and I melt it with a whole bunch of hot water into 1.7 litres of liquid conditioner that then works as beautifully as a normal liquid conditioner. At the end of the day, if you take the water out of the products, and don't forget there's water in the ingredients themselves. So a conditioner is usually about 95% water.
Unbelievable.
And I just think that's crazy. So it's water preservatives and some cationic conditioners with usually a little bit of oil. All we have is the active ingredients, and you make the conditioner up essentially on your hair as you use it.
Yeah, so you're making your own conditioner as you go. So how many bottles are we replacing with a regular conditioner?
5 350 ml bottles.
Wow. And so if it's a smaller bottle, so a 250 ml bottle, you're talking about replacing 10 bottles of conditioner with one bar.
That's too much math for me, Irene, but yeah.
I love my numbers. And is there a way that we can get the most out of our bar then? I find that, well, I love you've got the sugarcane holders in the bathroom, but because once you've got them in the bathroom, you start using them and they're prone to moisture, how can we keep them nice and dry so we can prolong the use, I guess?
That is unfortunately the one downside with solid bars is you do have to keep them dry. The most airflow, the better they are. So if that means for your bathroom you have to take the top off the sugarcane container, that's fine. It's whatever really works for your bathroom. The worst things for them are shower domes. So those little lids over your shower to prevent your bathroom getting all steamy, they kill bars. So if you have one of those, take it out of the shower.
Right. Yeah. Could you put it in the sugarcane container then on the window ledge?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that sounds
so
like a good
place. So
they've
got that little gap underneath to allow a bit of air circulation.
Yeah, and they're so pretty in all of those colours. They look so nice.
And they compost.
And they compost.
Yeah.
Oh, they're compostable, just biodegradable.
They are. They're certified compostable.
Fantastic. Well, we don't want to do that. We want to keep using them.
No, exactly. They won't compost on your bathroom shelf, don't worry.
Yeah, I was just thinking, do we need to clarify that? They last just fine on the shelf,
do.
Don't they?
They yes. don't grow mould.
Okay, only when you put them in the dirt.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, so you're always innovating, and I've seen more and more products come out every time I open my website, I see more teak products. Do you have more coming or more in development? I'd love to know what's coming next.
We have 37 in development currently, and we expect to release probably slightly more than that over the next 12 months. Probably the most recent one coming up is our purple shampoo and conditioner.
Oh, do you have any idea how many blonde customers we must have, because it's one of my most requested products and nobody has been able to nail a purple shampoo?
Yep. We have exactly the same number of people contacting us. I reckon one a day for the last 2 years.
Yeah. And I'm one of them as well, because when I had my foils, I was so brassy and I didn't know what I was going to do because I was so reluctant to use a chemical purple shampoo. But at the same time, I was looking very brassy.
Yeah, the problem with purple products is they all rely on FD&C dyes, which are coal tar derivatives. And obviously we don't want to use those for a variety of reasons, not least the fact that they're not very sustainable at all. But they work. They really do work really well. So we took so long to create this because I wanted something that would work as well. And we've kind of compromised a little in that instead of being a once a week or a once a month treatment, you use this purple shampoo like you do your normal shampoo. So it, you know how purple shampoos are often drying? It's not. It's exactly like your normal shampoo and conditioning product, but both of them are really intensely pigmented.
Wow. Are you able to say where you got the pigments from? Is it from
beetroot?
Oh, beetroot. Because I was going to say, would it be butterfly pea?
No, we couldn't get that in New Zealand. Can't import it.
Oh.
Bio restrictions, obviously.
Because do you know what I was thinking? I was thinking about making a cup. I was making some tea with the butterfly pea and I thought, this is very purple. I could put this as a rinse in my hair to get rid of the brassiness.
It's a little more complicated, unfortunately. You've got to get it to stick in the hair shaft.
Oh.
So that becomes a whole other level of complexity, but that you can achieve that with a variety of
Okay, so
actions.
You use beetroot.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Any other new products?
Yes. Okay, so can I tell you? I was talking about
No, right? You can say anything you like. This is just between the two of us.
So we've been working on new packaging, right? So we've genuinely compostable paper tubes, which open up a whole area of products, and we are going to be releasing a plastic-free makeup line.
No way.
Yeah. So, you know, starting off with your more basics, but moving in, I'm currently working on a plastic-free mascara, which is going to be unusual.
Do you know how many people have asked, is there such a thing as a plastic-free mascara? And there isn't?
Yeah, there. I know there's one in glass somewhere. I don't know how good it is and I don't know the brand. They're few and far between. That's
glass is really not the solution though, is it?
No, I don't like glass either.
No, I think the paper and the compostable card has to be the way of the future.
Just concentrated products. This replacing plastic with some other resource is not the answer.
And also if you think about the carbon footprint as well.
Glass is really high.
Absolutely, and you've taken all the water out of your product, so you're really only shipping the actives.
Yeah, and glass, you're shipping the weight of the glass and still the water. It's not the solution.
No, and I can't think of how hard it would be to, you know, recycle all of that glass and turn it into new
products.
They
don't recycle it, but it's usually cheaper to make new stuff. And do you know you can't mix different colours of glass, honestly? Or some places can and some places can't. It's just a nightmare.
I found out about that recently, and you can't mix the colours of the plastic either when you're recycling. So plastic and glass, I'm not sure that's just not the necessarily the solution.
Nope. Yeah, we've got lots of new stuff coming on the way. We've also got sulfate free. I've just finished writing a blog about sulfates, and obviously sodium lauryl sulfate is rightfully avoided, but there are ingredients that have that sulfur molecule on them that aren't anywhere near the same problems. But we are releasing a sulfate free.
Oh, great. Because you use some natural sulfates at the moment. So
coconut oil,
right. And so, wow. So you've taken it one step further. And so you figured out how to make it foam.
Yeah. It's been quite difficult, and it's probably taken a year of formulation as well, because we've had to find a palm oil free, coconut oil derived, preferably solid surfactant that doesn't cost $500 a kg because it makes your shampoo bar unaffordable.
Wow. And that's another thing I need to mention about your brand as well. It's all natural. It's palm oil free. It's obviously not tested on animals. I've seen so many certifications on those bars.
You get a bit fatigued by them, eh?
Yeah.
I guess I'm proud of the company-wide ones as well. So, you know, carbon neutral, living wage certified. So everyone at Teak gets paid at least over the living wage in New Zealand, which I think is about $21.15, which is a bit lower than Australian wages, I believe. What else? Our 20% donation scheme. Those sorts of things. I think businesses need to operate as ethically as possible in every single way.
Absolutely. And you've also teamed up with Biddy Irwin.
We have.
Can you talk to me about that?
I don't like the influencer thing, right?
It's not you.
It's not my fave. It's all about free stuff and I just don't want to do it. But we do want to work with people who are genuinely working towards a better world. So the Biddy Irwins, the conservationists, the environmentalists, the marine scientists, whoever it is, they're genuinely doing good and you have a platform. So Biddy Irwin is an obvious choice for Australia. So we've paired up with her and released a shampoo and conditioner bar, and a dollar from every bar sold will go to her wildlife warriors.
Oh, I love that. And what are the names of the bar? I love the names of the bars. Share those with us.
There's Wombar and Kookaburra.
Did you come up with those?
No. Well, I came up with one, but no, Tristan, the bloke in our office, our chief operations officer, he came up with the other.
That is great. I love such cute names. Okay, so for anyone listening who wants to make the switch to what they have in their bathroom at the moment, which, you know, probably how I used to be 5 or 10 years ago, is just lots and lots of bottles. Mm. What would be the easiest way for them to start making the switch? What would be the first product they'd switch out, and then how would they evolve?
A lot of the time people think shampoo and conditioner bars make the most sense, but actually a lot of people are like, oh, no, I don't want to touch my hair. I'm freaked out. Soap will destroy my hair. And even when we explain the chemical difference between soap and shampoo, they're still a bit.
And guys, it's not true. I thought that myself as well, and I couldn't. And the girls in the office, Tina from the office, when we first discovered you years and years and years ago, she said, Irene, these aren't soaps. These are actually work like shampoo. So for anyone thinking, they do work.
Mm, they do. There is quite a chemical difference between the two. I know we don't like the word chemical and people are frightened of it, but it's just the way they work. They're very different. But actually a face cleansing bar is usually the easiest way to start, because people probably when they were younger use soap just to wash their faces. So we recommend Bliss Bar because it's the most beautiful hydrating cleanser which removes makeup.
And then how about on if they were going to get the Bliss Bar, then would they grab the serum or the...
Oh, see, if they're new to solid products, yeah, it might be a step too far. If you're brave enough to try it, why not? But look, they're exactly the same as a normal moisturizer. And certainly when we come up with this new packaging that is an applicator product, it's even more similar.
Oh, and then the other product that everybody can try as well, which I've just recently tried myself, is the pet products.
Yeah.
You can try them on the... If you're still nervous, just try them on the animals first.
True.
Test them on your animals.
Testing. That's weird.
That's it is weird, isn't it? And there's... Talk me through your pet range, because I've got a kitten, which you just met,
yes,
and my cavoodle, which you've just met.
Gorgeous.
And I know that one of them I'm not allowed to use on the cat and the other one I can. So can you just talk us through those?
Yeah. So essential oils are essentially, look, there's guidelines. You can use some essential oils on cats. I'm of the belief that just don't. Essential oils.
Yes, I've been avoiding them. Yeah.
So Bow Wow contains essential oils. It's got neem, so it's a bit meatier, I guess, for those really, really smelly dogs. So you can use Bow Wow on dogs and horses, which is what it was initially designed for. And then you've got the Paw Effector, which is a conditioner. And I know it sounds weird who conditions their dog, but you should totally condition your dog. They end up so soft.
Oh, no, I need to condition my dog. She looks all fluffy and yes.
But the shampoo you can use on your cat is called Shampooch, which is the cutest name in the world, right? And it's completely allergen-free.
So cute. It's got no smell to it at all?
Nope.
Yeah, fantastic. Great. So, yeah, I've the type of kitten I've got, the Bengal kitten, yeah, they're okay to get washed.
Right.
So that's why I want to use it on the kitten.
She's gorgeous.
Yes, most cats don't need to be washed, but this one does.
She's so gorgeous.
Can you take me through your regime and what you use?
Oh, I change depending on where I am and what I have on me.
Okay, so for this weather in Australia, what would you use? Assuming it's not raining.
Assuming, well,
spring in Australia.
So stoked I came over in the pouring rain.
I'm so sorry. It's horrible out there.
What do I use? I just use Pinkalicious and our new conditioner. I forgot to mention we have a new conditioner. So a lot of people don't believe solid conditioners work, right? But we have a new super hydrating treatment conditioner coming out very shortly called Too Delicious.
And that's different to the hair mask.
Yes, very different. Okay. So you use it as a normal conditioner, but it's so, so super intense. And I've been testing that, obviously, and so that's what I use.
And your hair looks super shiny.
Thank you.
Your hair's colour treated then. Do you have colour in it? Yeah, so that's all. These are colour safe, these shampoos and conditioners, obviously, because your colour's very vibrant.
Yes. Well, I think I've got roots showing. But we'll
fabulous.
Colour safe is really just whenever you wet your hair, you lose a bit of colour, right? So there's no such thing as colour lock per se, but they are certainly not going to strip your colour, but they won't prolong it either, like some of those ones with, again, those FD&C dyes in them.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And then how about for your body? What were you like in the typical shower routine?
I love In Your Face. So In Your Face is delicious. It's sea salt and coconut oil and mandarin and sweet orange. It's delicious. And I use The Perfector, which is the face moisturiser I've been talking about. And that's about it really for skincare.
And your favourite deodorant flavour?
Botanica.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I don't know. Rustic's pretty delicious. It depends on my mood.
I see. I'm an unscented girl because I like my natural perfumes and I don't like them to compete. So I love the unscented myself.
Yeah, I haven't actually tried the unscented personally.
Okay.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it.
Okay.
Should try it. Yeah. Brianne, thank you so much for coming on the show. That is absolutely unbelievable. I'm so motivated to get rid of the last few bottles that I have in my bathroom. I must also add that your packaging as well is gorgeous. So all of those beautiful colors, they do look really nice on the shelf. So I love to stock up my shelf and look at all of those colors as well.
Yeah, I've decorated my house with them.
Yeah, because so many times you think natural and environmental sustainable products, you know, let's be honest, some of them can be a bit ugly and a bit boring, especially that when they are compostable, but you manage to make these bright, gorgeous colors and make them eco-friendly. And so it's just the best of every world.
Yep. It just goes to show you that you can be sustainable in every sense of the word.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is produced by Nourished Life, Australia's home of toxin-free shopping. To learn more and get all the show notes, visit us at nourishedlife.com.au. If you have any feedback about the show, you can reach me on Facebook or Instagram at Nourished Life, which is all one word. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Clean with Irene in your podcast app. And finally, if you like what you hear, please give me a 5-star review. It really helps other people to find the show. I'm your host, Irene Falcone, and I'll speak to you next time.